While the Czech government has not yet even approved a plan to privatise Czech airlines, the Russian government has expressed interest in buying the Czech state's majority stake in ČSR, Hospodářská novina reported this week. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Sergei Naryshkin also said Moscow was interested in purchasing Prague's Ruzyně airport.
The Czech Republic has one of the lowest shares of women working in part-time jobs of any EU state, according to a recent report by Eurostat. While one-third of women are in part-time employment in the EU on average, it is only 9% in the Czech Republic. The Czech Minister of Labour, Petr Nečas, is considering a cut in mandatory social and health insurance payments for employers, which he says will make it easier for mothers of children under 12 to work part-time.
A Czech textile manufacturers group have signed an agreement with counterparts in China aimed at protecting Czech designs and patterns which have been appearing without authorization on Chinese clothing. Czech Deputy Industry Minister Martin Tlapa told Hospodářská novina that any treaty safeguarding the country's brands was a good thing. However, some textiles producers in the Czech Republic have expressed fears that the new agreement is a formality, which will mean little in practice.
The magazine publisher Mladá Fronta, not to be confused with the newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes, is planning to launch a free business daily at the end of this month or the start of December. Called E15, it will be distributed to offices, financial institutions, hotels, universities, and will also be found on first-class train carriages. The publishers say the newspaper will have circulation of around 50,000 copies a day.
A British television advertisement for the Czech-made Škoda Fabia car won the main prize and two other awards at the British Television Advertising Craft Awards this week. The ad shows confectioners creating a life-size replica of the Fabia using various kinds of cake.